Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, Dawn.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Monica with Family.
Hi, Monica.
Hi. So I wanted to reach out to you because I got a response in regards to your rate request. So the most that they can offer you is a rate of $15 an hour for the case.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Why did the girl tell us? It was the original call that it was a three-way call for, it had me, Sean's son Nick, the girl talked to, and then whoever the girl was.
Was the girl from Family First?
Yes, she was. Because Nick works for you guys with his mom. And that's exactly what he told.
Yeah, because I don't see anything here regarding any rate.
Mm-hmm. Ask her who was the original girl that did the three-way call between me, Sean, Nick, and her, the girl, whoever it was.
Let me look at the notes here. I mean, I honestly am not sure. I mean, I'm going to look at the notes and see if I can find out who was that person that called. But this is what our manager told us, and this is coming from higher up. So even if they would have said it, then that would have been incorrect information that was said.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see anywhere here, I'm looking at the notes right now, anything about a rate of 18 that was quoted to anyone. And generally, notes are pretty detailed, especially when it has to do with rates.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing here.
Because that's what she told us. Exactly, she told us. She says 17 or 18 an hour. She says, you tell her what you want. She says, we'll put it through and get it approved. I've been doing this for over 40 years. And Sean is a quadriplegic. He needs massive care.
Mm-hmm.
And I am the one that basically does all of his ADLs. Washing him, shaving him, shampooing him, coir lifting, sheets, house cleaning. I mean, everything. Cooking, feeding him, meds.
Let me put you on a brief hold, Don, okay? Just give me one moment.
Sure.
Thank you.
Don.
Thank you so much for holding, Don. All right. So I was able to speak to one of my marketing girls here, and she was actually able to explain that what happens is sometimes is when they quote a rate, and this is actually, hold on, let me just open up my computer so I can go through this with you. So they're giving you a base rate of $15 an hour, and that's for the 40 hours. But when you hit overtime, you get time and a half. So the weeks that you're doing overtime, you're going to be getting approximately $17.75 an hour on average.
On average, okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense, but all right, I don't know, I'm just telling you because I'm getting the other caregivers are coming to me saying, Dawn, they're only going to give us this. And I was like, well, it's better than what you're getting now, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you don't have to worry about the headache, and we don't have to worry about Sean not having care.
Because
as it stands right now, the poor guy has to leave today at 5 o'clock to go into a nursing home for the weekend because they don't have any care, and they will not allow me or the other two girls, Vitalia or Vivian, to work overtime to keep him home. I mean, aren't they cheap assholes? I mean, I do this.
That's the good thing about our agencies that they do allow overtime.
Mm-hmm.
They do allow the overtime. So it's good, you know. And again, it didn't make sense when the marketing girl explained to me. She did tell me that's probably on average, which is correct. She's getting paid like when she averages out $17.75,
right,
which falls in between that category of $17 to $18 an hour. But
okay, so
yeah,
the girl who you didn't find the girl who told us this on the phone, because she honestly did.
The only person,
because when I told Nick that, he was like, "No, she told us when we were on the phone," and he couldn't remember her name either.
So it says that the first note I see here on this case is from Sarah, and that's who I spoke with right now. But she does not. There's nothing here about a rate. And that's what she said, is that sometimes when they go over, if there's any questions regarding rates, depending on the overtime, you get time and a half. So probably that's the range that you would get paid.
Okay. And do they do raises after so long?
I honestly, I'm not sure. I mean, that once, if you want to request like a raise, I believe you would have to do that with your coordinator once you start working. And then they would have to submit that over to a management team to see if they'll approve it. Again, I don't know how that works, because I'm only in the process of onboarding. So I'm just onboarding the aides. After that process, I don't know what really happens after that.
Okay. And do they have, like, paid holidays that are time and a half? Or?
We do have paid holidays. Let me just look at the sheet. It's a New Year's, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And I believe it's the 4th of July as well.
Mm-hmm.
Looking over the document. Give me one moment. Yeah, so they pay overtime for New Year's, July 4th, Thanksgiving, and Christmas.
All right. Do they do any vacation, with the girls just, you know, go on a vacation? Is there anything, paid vacation or personal days or anything like
they
that? They
don't have any PTO. The only other benefits that they do offer is life and health benefits, which is by Aflac, and they provide you with like a you would have to pay for it, but it's very low rate, and I can send you that information on what exactly it covers if you like, on a separate email.
Okay. Great. Send that out to me this way. I'll talk to the girls about that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let them know about the average, because again, I didn't know about it until I spoke with the marketing girl, and she told me, she's like, yeah, that's probably what they were talking about, and perhaps somewhere in the conversation they got mistaken that that would be their hourly rate. I mean, it is. Technically, after you average everything out, but it's not straight off that you're going to get paid that $17, $18 an hour from the beginning.
Okay. All right. And you do, you know, the W-2s at the end of the year and all.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
Yeah, because I usually claim like zero or one, so they take the most taxes out, so this way I don't have to pay anything.
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. So keep me posted on what the other girls decide. I mean, I'll touch base with everyone just in case, but you keep me posted on what you decide, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Donna, yep. I'm going with you guys, no matter what. I'm going with you guys.
Okay, great.
We're still full force ahead.
Okay, good.
You know? Okay, I will not back out on Sean. And Sean's been a really good guy, and for him not to have good care, I can't have it. I won't have a good conscience. Let's put it that way.
Thank you, Dawn. All right. We'll touch base next week, okay?
All right.
Enjoy
thank
your
you
weekend.
So much.
Thank you.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.